We're live at EXT with Shannon McNally. Shannon, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
You have a song that is now 20 years old.
I do.
How did that happen?
Oh, we've been circling the sun successfully, that's how.
You just released a new recording of that.
I did, yes. We just released I wanted to sort of bookend it. I did an acoustic recording. The original recording is a fantastic recording I did in L.A. It's got lots of layers and colors, and I'm very proud of it. But, you know, a good song should be able to stand up to being stripped down. My friend Charlie Sexton, who I've worked with on and off over the years, and I got together and we just thought, let's see what we can do.
I think it's pretty cool that you did this.
Yeah, now that I know it's had its own life.
This version, even though it's very stripped back, it still seems extremely full.
Thanks,
so
yeah.
How did you do that?
Well, we used a 12-string. It's a 12-string acoustic guitar.
Right.
And it's not just any 12-string. It's a magical 12-string guitar.
Oh.
Yes.
Is there a story behind that magic?
Oh, well, you know, I guess Charlie Sexton, who I played it with, he's kind of a magical guitar player. You know, he's been playing with Bob Dylan for 20 years and many, many others. He's an amazing producer, an incredible guitar player from Austin, Texas. So this song is sort of how we met and just became friends. No, he's just got quite the arsenal of guitars.
So this was one of his guitars?
This is one of his guitars. Oh, yeah. We also used a very primitive drum machine that J.J. Cale used for everything. It's an analog. It's just like, it looks like something you would have seen in a wood panel trailer in 1971.
We're live at EXT with Shannon McNally. Shannon, would you play a couple songs for us?
Sure thing.
What would you like to start off with?
Well, let's do this one. It's from the Black Irish record, which is my last record. I've been opening the shows with it. This is called You Made Me Feel For You. This is Shannon McNally, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 and 106.1 WEXT. black-haired boy. Some confusion makes no excuse for the things he's using. He's gentle and a wild child of the mountain. His words are for singing, his days are for counting. He's looking for a home. He's scared to find some lady beside him. He's drunk on white wine. He's a devil in the morning, savior at night. Tomorrow's a case, you're whatever's right. Lonesome and high, you're the thing that he feels, cards that he plays, wands that he deals. He's looking for a home. He's scared to find some lady beside him. He's drunk on white one of the chances entitled to take. It's one of the hearts it's too late to break. I've seen him be sad, never know why. I've seen him fall down and laugh, stand up to cry, looking for a home. He's scared to find some lady. He's drunk on white wine. Some lady beside him. He's drunk on white wine. Some lady beside him. He's drunk on white wine. That's called The Black-Haired Boy. By Susanna Clark.
Susanna Clark? Mm-hmm. Guy's wife?
She was married to Guy Clark many years. Steve Earle, they just released a record of Guy Clark songs that they made.
You worked with a number of producers, particularly wanted to touch base on Rodney.
Mm-hmm.
You worked with you on Black Irish, right?
Yeah, Rodney Crowell produced Black Irish.
You mentioned Charlie Sexton on this last. What do these producers do to help you create what you want to create?
Well, a good producer is a framer, somebody who helps you really frame it. You know, make the right instrumental decisions, tone decisions. Helps you shape the rhythm and the internal rhythm of the songs. In this case, working with Rodney, you know, is really about the songs. And hopefully a good producer brings out what is unique in the artist and brings out the artist's strengths and can sort of compensate for the weaknesses. I didn't come from a musical childhood. I didn't grow up in the music business. I didn't grow up making records or being around people who made records. So when I started making records, there's lots to know about it. I knew I liked listening to music, but making it is a whole other ballgame. And really, people have sort of been convinced nowadays that everything's DIY and everybody can learn how to be a songwriter and a producer and a manager and a record label and your own marketing mastermind. And
That's
a lot of hats to wear, and that's a lot to ask of your brain. What you feed the most energy to is the thing that's going to thrive the most.
You feel you reach your potential with somebody giving you some suggestions.
I personally like to work with somebody that I really trust and admire and that I can, you know, have a healthy back and forth with.
We're live at EXT with Shannon McNally. You write a lot of songs, but you also interpret a lot of other people's songs.
I do.
Because you write such great songs, is it hard to pick something you want to interpret, or what?
No, they generally like clobber me. They come out of outer space and they knock me upside the head, and I think, I have to sing that. And that's the way it was with that Bobby Charles record. You know, I did a whole record with Dr. John and Bobby Charles. We were in the studio together, but we did a whole record of Bobby Charles songs. Bobby wrote Walking to New Orleans and See You Later, Alligator, and The Jealous Kind, and Tennessee Blues. And he was just a really primitive, primal songwriter, you know. I believe in songs, you know, and it's all a growth process, you know. My ego is very healthy. There are songs that I don't want to die. And the only way you keep a song alive is to sing it. I think that, again, I think everybody thinks they're a songwriter, and we're not. All songwriters are not born equal, and it's also not something that you can necessarily learn. Unfortunately, there's a magic to it. You can get better at it if you pay attention and you practice. And during my journey, there's times where I think, okay, I've plateaued. To get to the next level, I'm gonna go walk around in that song over there for a while and see if I don't grow. Music is a transference. I like singing other people's songs. I like singing great songs. I don't care where they come from.
Cool. Shannon McNally's here. Her song, Now That I Know, 20th anniversary, the new version is out there. Don't mean to date you there a little bit, Shannon.
But that's all right.
And the latest album...
Getting older is better than the alternative.
That's right. And the latest album is Black Irish. What would you like to finish up with
Let's
for
us? Let's see. I will do one more song. I'll play you a new song. Called Where Are You Tonight? Where are you tonight when I need your love and light? Where you gone again? I just don't. Tempting my wanderlust bed. Well, you know I won't be true, but baby, when I ain't with you, yeah, the devil takes a hold of my vagabond soul. Cowboys start looking good, whiskey tastes better than big trouble starts small and rarely ends well. So where are you tonight? Need your love to help me help myself. Keep the devil in me up on a shelf. Set it in the middle, right between the lines. Where are you tonight. Pain, listening Jimi Hendrix for adrenaline, passionate kisses floating around in my brain, trying not to look in my car, see who's playing down at the corner bar. Instead I keep my mind on you, the sweet things you do. Sees you leaving every time. I count the days till we reunite. But this long haul's west. Take
breaking my heart and aching and a breaking and a ripping out of my chest. So
this is Shannon McNally. Thank you very much for being a member of WEXT Radio.